I'd like to welcome everyone this morning to a special meeting of the Mesa City Council for Thursday, May 10th, 2012. We have a little bit of business to take care of before we go into our regular study session. So I'll call this special meeting to order. We would like to excuse Councilmember Higgins, who's out of town, and Councilmember Summers, who's feeling a little bit under the weather this morning. Hope he has a speedy recovery. And my guess is that Councilmember Glover is probably just running a little late. But we do have a quorum, so we'll go to the first item on the agenda, which is to hear a report concerning the bids received and the purchase of the city's general obligation bonds, Series 2012. Mr. Odom.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. On April 2nd, you authorized the issuance of $27,290,000 in GO bonds to be supported by the current secondary property tax levy and $67,300,000 in utility revenue bonds. Yesterday, we took bids for those issues. I know it is. It's the lowest original issue that we've had in the history of our memories, which go back a very long time. Successful bid for
you go back a long time, or your memories go back a long time?
Both.
Okay, that's
he's
good.
He's phenomenal.
At your age, that's an accomplishment. Thank you.
Thank you. See what you've done to me. We had 10 bidders for the general obligation bonds. They ranged in interest rates from 3.129 to 3.5%. So the successful bidder was 3.129572%. That is 0.75% lower than last year's bonds. So on the new issue monies, so that is phenomenal. The bids on the utility revenue bonds range from 3.988 to almost 4.5%. So the winning bid was 3.988375. That is almost a full percentage point lower than last year's original bonds. So we're asking for your approval for these bonds this morning on two resolutions. And Larry might talk a little bit about the market and how active and tight market, competitive the market was yesterday.
Well, Mr. Mayor, members of council, I do go back farther than my memory does. But in the last 30 years, the city has not sold 20-year GO bonds at a rate lower than this. I think it goes back to the 1950s, the 3.12%. Having 10 bidders, given the restrictions of the state law concerning bidding on general obligation bonds, I thought it was pretty amazing, so I congratulate you on that. On the utility system revenue bonds, we had one maturity that was out there 25 years, and it got seven bids, but what I wanted to point out is the difference between the first and the second bidder was 0.001%. So it's a very tight market, it's very well bid, and we'd recommend the City Council adopt a resolution authorizing the issuance of the bonds.
Are there any questions?
Move approval of the two resolutions.
You couldn't get a bid for 3129571. Didn't squeeze an extra, I have no idea how far that goes out.
Well, he was disappointed in my tone yesterday because I knew what the spreads were. I was hoping we'd get our first 2-point whatever bond, so I was pretty pleased once I started looking at the comparison rates. These are amazing numbers.
I was looking for the 129571, though. It'll take me a while to get over that.
Mr. Mayor, we welcome all bidders.
I'm sorry, what?
We welcome all bidders.
I wanted somebody else to bid. Oh, you're not hearing my message, Larry.
Oh.
Okay. We'll address thank you. Any questions? We'll address items 2A and 2B together, if that's okay. So I'll entertain a motion to approve items, resolutions in items 2A and 2B. I have a motion from Councilman Cavanaugh, second from Councilman Richens. Is there any discussion on this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is unanimous and it carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for the good news. We want 5721 next time, though. There being no further business, we'll adjourn the special council meeting.